Coggo and Iz for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
I think a lot of people will say it is, are over the cricket thing. They're done.
I was over the cricket just because I was over cricket season, and then this happened. We kept talking about it.
Well, it's in the news, obviously, and it's going to be for quite a while, I would think.
It's big news. It keeps developing. People are talking about it. We are going to cover it, but we do have other things on the show this morning. Let's just clarify that.
Other things on. All right, let's get into it and leave it at that. Here we go. James Sutherland is the CEO of Australian Cricket, or Cricket Australia. This is what he had to say. This is the latest.
The key finding is that prior knowledge of the ball tampering incident was limited to three players, Captain Steve Smith, Vice-Captain David Warner and Cameron Bancroft. No other players or support staff had prior knowledge, and this includes Darren Lehman, who, despite inaccurate media reports, has not resigned from his position.
So there you go. Look, the thing is that they'll come back here and they'll face certainly loads of scrutiny, I should say, and then go from there. I would suggest that they'd get a fairly lengthy suspension.
Yeah, and there'll be a huge ripple effect. It's not just in terms of cricket, but, I mean, they've got sponsorships. Steve Smith's already been taken down off the Weet-Bix website. Little things like that. I know they do a lot with the Commonwealth Bank and things like that. So it will ripple on because these people don't have the image that they used to have.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. And look, that would be par for course, I would think. But at the same time, we still got to be careful. And I noticed that he didn't say they were cheats in that. And I think that was made fairly obvious during Luke Bonas' show not so long ago. But again, the way things are these days, you have to be careful what you say and what you do. I mean, we know we go through codes of radio, so you really have to be careful. But at the same time, there were loads of... I played cricket for 30 years, and I tell you what, I'm not a bowler. I was a wicketkeeper, so I didn't know much about it. But there would have been bowlers that used all sorts of tricks.
Oh, yeah. And look, this I can say this is not the first time it's happened. Probably maybe to this extent or this obviously, but there would be little tricks left, right and centre that the blokes do when they're out there.
Of course they do. And somebody said before about being premeditated, so that's the real reason, a real drama. Trust me, there's cricketers everywhere that would be just putting their heads down, not saying anything because they've premeditated.
Don't want to get caught.
Oh, of course not. And it would be happening in all forms of cricket, so let's have a think about it. Is it right? Absolutely not.
Not at all. In terms of the game, these three guys have been sent home, Smith, Warner and Bancroft. What's left in South Africa? Is there more cricket to play?
Yeah, there's more cricket. There's one more test, but there's cricketers that have gone over there anyway. Glenn Maxwell from Victoria, Joe Burns, and also young bloke Renshaw's gone over there as well.
Great. He's hoping that they can just go out and play good cricket.
They'll be fine. Again, let's just hope they make a quick decision. We won't move on in a hurry, but at least we won't hear about it all the time. And
there we go.
Let's leave it at that.
Triple M. Worst joke Wednesday.
Oh, come off it. It's only a joke.
It is indeed, but we have a little fun with it. Are you ready, Ez?
Ready and ready to rock. You know that I love my dogs.
Yeah.
Love my puppies. What do you call a musical puppy?
Please explain.
A subwoofer.
Aaron.
That's good.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Okay. Hey, I don't know about you, but I always used to get small shocks when I was touching metal objects. It's good, though, as it recently stopped. Needless to say, I'm actually pretty ecstatic. You like ecstatic? You like that?
Yeah, you can get it out.
It wasn't that funny.
All right. What is a horse's favourite TV show?
A horse's favourite TV show? That's interesting. Tell me more.
Neighbours. Don't make me nay after a real nay. That's just going to make me sound stupid.
My place last night, everyone come around, even the grandkids and that, and we had seafood.
Mm.
I knew I shouldn't have had it because this morning I'm feeling a little eel.
Oh, you like that little eel, Ez? Oh, I got a little eel.
Oh, there we go again. Worst Joke Wednesday. Wrapped up for another week. Everyone's favourite segment.
Loving it.
Triple M.
I know you want to talk about camping, so I thought, what's a good song I could play? It may be this one, I think. That's where you're going, aren't you, up the country?
I think so. I don't really know. Where's Murrabit?
It's up the country.
All right. That'll
good market.
Everyone says it's got a good market. I've got to get to the market. We're going camping this weekend. When I say we, me and my boyfriend, Nick. We're going with a group of friends that go camping quite often.
Yeah.
So they've got like camper trailers and caravans and kitchens and toilets and have got everything you could possibly need for camping.
Is that camping, though?
Come well, on. We do it well. No. We do it well. And we thought, all right, well, we'll take a tent and we'll put it up, and it's just the two of us. We'll be fine. So I borrowed a tent from my brother because they're quite expensive. So the other day we're sitting at home and Nick said, look, I think our mates are pretty keen to just laugh at the fact that we don't know what we're doing. Mm. So let's prove them wrong. Let's set up the tent in the backyard so that we're not doing it for the first time when we get there. We're not arguing in front of everyone about what pole goes where. Let's set up the tent in the yard so we know what we're doing.
And I said, prep is king.
Good idea. Prep is king.
Mm, it is.
So we pulled out the tarp and laid it down just under our Hills hoist in our little backyard. And then we rolled out the tent and laid it all out and sort of discussed which corner should go where and what's the front and what's a window. And then I went, well, how does it get from being a flat tarp-looking thing to a tent? And Nick said, oh, I think there must be poles somewhere. There was no poles. No poles.
You poor buggers. It's not easy.
There was no
it's
poles.
It's not easy, yes.
So I threw it in the bin. I cracked the poo-poos. And I went, stop this. I'm throwing this tent out. It was my brother's. He took it to a music festival once. It was probably full of God knows what anyway.
Oh, we don't want to know.
So I threw it in the bin and I said, we've got to just go and get one. So we went and bought a tent yesterday. I was happy to do that. Then we got home and Nick said, maybe we should blow up our blow-up mattress and just make sure there's no holes in it.
Good call.
There was a hole in our mattress.
When you can't win, you poor
when
bugger.
When I got up this morning, it was flat, totally deflated.
Like
so,
you.
Does anyone have a caravan or a glamping tent or a hotel room near Murrayfield that we can have for our
Yes, we're accepting offers, any offer.
You know those shipping container small houses that you can just hook up to? If someone's got one of those that I can borrow, that would be great.
You know the worst part? She's serious. Triple
M. So there was a press conference from Cricket Australia this morning. Our time about 4 a.m. It was held over in South Africa, and it was announced that, oh, you've got the audio.
Yeah,
do you
let's
just want to play
the key
that?
Finding is that prior knowledge of the ball tampering incident was limited to three players, Captain Steve Smith, Vice Captain David Warner, and Cameron Bancroft. No other players or support staff had prior knowledge, and this includes Darren Lehman, who, despite inaccurate media reports, has not resigned from his position.
Oh, and we know that. That's in the news everywhere. So we understand there'll be a decision when they get home and whatever.
You'll
but
get more official details soon.
Correct.
The thing is, they've been sent home from the trip.
Correct.
Even I've been sent home.
What?
And I never do anything wrong. You know that.
Butter would not melt in your
goody
mouth.
Goody two-shoes. Mm. Even I've been sent home.
Well, so have I. I know you find
happens.
That hard to believe.
Not at all. 13, 27, 10, we want to know when you've been sent home. Mine was when I was on a school trip. I think it was year 12. We went on a ski trip to Queenstown in New Zealand. So we were overseas. And I went to an all-girls school. So it was quite strict, I suppose. We had a lot of rules. And one of the nights we were there, State of Origin was on. And I grew up in Queensland. So State of Origin was just huge for everyone. And we wanted to watch it. There was a boys' school at the same resort that we were in. So we invited them all into our room to watch State of Origin. Nothing dodgy at all. We just had a bit of a party watched State of Origin.
Pig flying backwards over there, Ez.
We got caught. I think we ended up hiding one of the boys in a washing machine. And the teacher came in and opened up the washing machine and found him. And let's just say we nearly got sent home.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, I have been sent home a few times. I know you find that hard to believe, but certainly on sporting trips and a footy club I played for when I was about 17, 18. I'm not even going to mention it because
people come on,
know.
Tell us.
Well, it might have been the old Kennington Cockerels. But anyway.
Kennington Cockerels?
Back then, yeah. Yeah. We were in Melbourne and we got into a bit of a tiff with another group of footballers and I was the hero and, said, look, you guys want to have a crack at us. Mind you, I had 20 blokes behind me. And I was the instigator, apparently, and I was like, see you later.
Good.
Get home now.
Violence is not the answer. Sneaking boys into washing machines, though.
That's good. I like that.
When have you been sent home? Let us know your story, because it's happened to all of us, hasn't it? 13, 27, 10.
Indeed. Triple M. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hey, Sam, you're off to school. Have you been good this year? Is Easter Bunny coming?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Are you allowed to eat chocolate for breakfast on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes, you are. I like it.
Did you ask Mum before you said yes? No.
No, maybe
no,
not.
No, you didn't,
Silence
Samuel.
Silence is golden.
It is. All right, you ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, let's see what egg you've got, Sam.
All right, let's have a bit of a gawk here, Sammy boy. One, two, three.
You've got yourself a good egg.
Good egg, Sammy boy.
Sam, it's all thanks to it's all thanks to Phil Palmer at Bendigo Ford. A $250 safety check for Mum's car. Who drives you to school every day?
Dad.
Well, Dad
what
can use it.
What kind of car does Dad drive, Sammy boy?
A Ranger.
Oh, well, that's no good. Tell him to
Ranger.
Buy a Ford.
That is a Ford.
Is it a Ford?
Yeah, I think that's a Ford.
Is that a Ford, Sammy? Ask Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah,
is a Ford.
It is
oh,
a Ford.
See, I knew that. We just seen if Dad did.
They're the good, really nice utes.
Are they?
Yeah.
All right. Just made that up, did you?
No.
Anyway, hey, Sammy, tell Dad, is he beside you?
Yep.
You tell Dad to get bloody excited about winning a prize from Phil Palmer Ford. All right, you tell him
and
now.
Dad, get bloody excited.
Love it, Sammy. You're the man. Good morning and welcome, Sam's dad. I'm just teaching your kid to swear.
Sorry.
He already knows, mate.
All right. Phil, are you... Thanks, Sam's dad.
Righto.
Bye, guys. Thanks,
Sammy.
Sam.
You're a legend.
Oh, my God, Coggo. How long's it been since you raised children?
It's been long. Oh. Easter's going to be big. We know that. We know it's going to be huge. People will be lining the streets. But certainly, if you can't get there, we've got something planned for you.
Yes, we are. This year, we've decided to film the Easter Parade. We're going to be streaming it live on the Triple M Bendigo Facebook page. So if you're out of town, if you're stuck in a hospital room, if you are at home with the kids and it's too much to leave, then you can still catch Bendigo's Easter Parade.
You know the other thing you can do too, Ed, between you and I?
Tell me.
Is that you could be up the back of the procession, down the back, and you can watch how far away it is.
Sorry?
You can watch how far away the parade is. Because when you're waiting, if you're waiting down there, say, Universal or Macrae, you don't know whether it's coming
or
not.
Oh, you want to know when it started because you're impatient.
We'll just get on the Triple M Facebook. Oh, so it's there. It's not that far away then.
Good.
Like that?
Yes. Yeah. Glad you cleared that one up.
Thank you. But that's going to be big, so we'll continue to tell you all about it because it'll be good fun to do.
It'll be huge. Big weekend right across Bendigo. Got to give a shout out to the Kangaroo Flat Rotary with their hole-in-one competition. Kicks off on Friday. The money goes to a good cause and they put a lot of work into it. So if you do want to go and whack some golf balls over the weekend just across the road from APCO in Kangaroo Flat, we've got a bucket of balls to give away.
They had a big year a couple of years ago. What they did is they put my face on the stick.
Did they?
Everyone was trying to whack it and there were people lining up everywhere. Whoa, I want to whack that bloke in the head.
It's a great idea. I'd do that.
Oh, it's a great idea,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I usually do that at boxing when I go to the gym.
Do not
13, 27, 10 if you want a bucket of balls for the hole-in-one this weekend.
Much love in the studio. Oh, whatever.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.